Radio MD. RadioMD.com. It's time to change your habits and start living a healthy, happy, and fulfilling life. Rewired Radio with Erica Spiegelman.
Welcome, everyone. There are so many alternative, you know, quote unquote, therapies that could help treat addiction these days. There's some things, you know, that have to do with music therapy, visual meditations, sound therapy, hypnotherapy. And today we have on Sarah Taylor, who is an amazing therapist, and she actually helps people with their treating their addictions and overcoming anxiety and depression and other things that go on in our lives with this alternative way of therapy called biosound. But I wanted to discuss with Sarah today about how visual meditations, music therapy, and other forms of treatment are really helping people stay on a path of sobriety. Sarah, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
How are you? Good. So what have you seen, like, this kind of shift in therapy? What have you seen that's gone on that's really helped people embrace these new forms of therapy that have really helped them?
I mean, the reality is, Erica, once someone is ready to listen, just ready to listen to suggestions,
right,
and not, you know, the less rigid we are, and the more individualized we get in treatment, the always, always, always the better outcome there is. And the truth of the matter is, we see now very kind of evidence-based and science-based results. One small example, when I was talking about the biosound earlier, we're looking at their heart rate variability and their breathing patterns before and after. We can see once they have experienced guided imagery, positive affirmation, healing meditation, music therapy, chakra alignment.
There's so many.
All of those things, and that's just with this program, but those things, as we know, are available to people especially in Southern California and elsewhere. We are seeing physiologically they calm down and they respond, and they are able to find, I think for them, the fact that they realize they can self-regulate emotions or change negative emotions is so empowering.
It's so powerful. Absolutely.
It's invaluable, because what the addict and the alcoholic, what was everybody doing before? You're experiencing a negative emotion, so you self-medicate. You can get numb because you can't handle it.
Now that
they're aware that there are so many other ways that you can change, you know, negative emotions and negative feelings and calm anxiety and fear, it's good news. It makes them hopeful.
Yeah, and I also think it's important for people to understand that, you know, the really typical ways of getting sober, which is AA or treatment or outpatient centers, inpatient centers, is all wonderful. And you can also begin to have an open heart, open mind, and try these meditations and hypnotherapy and music therapy and biosound therapy. I think we have to have this kind of huge toolbox for people to choose from and at least try and experience. And then, you know, once they experience it, if it helps, fantastic. If it doesn't, leave it by the wayside. But at least to know that, you know, not just, you know, there's not just one way and that's it. You know, there's so many different beautiful things out there that are really helping people reset and rewire. And I think that that's why this kind of information is so important to share with people.
Absolutely. And, you know, Erica, listen, I would say myself, maybe 15 years ago, maybe even 10 years ago, I was probably one of those people that was a bit skeptical, that you could really get some kind of lasting changes, and you know, quick good results with this kind of thing. But as you know, the longer I stay in this industry and the more opportunity I have to see, the fact that even now there are, you know, Buddhist 12-step meetings, and that's just one of you know, many kind of options out there, that these things are so so transformative. And,
yes.
You know, we can keep our 12-step work, of course, and therapy and, you know, medical follow-up and treatment. But, these things are essential part of, you know, the disease is spiritual and physiological and. Yeah. So,
and that's what I think what I love about what you do, honestly, because I think that you're a voice for people to know that these forms of therapy do deliver really solid results and they can't hurt. And it's nothing that's going to, you know, do anything to them, but probably add to their life, if anything. And if not, you know, if nothing changes, nothing changes, but at least for them to be open-minded to these forms of therapy. And you never know, this could be the catalyst, the one thing that shifts, you know, your recovery into a direction where you never have to look back. And that's what I love about these kinds of therapies. And so tell me a little bit about how you got involved personally with this kind of therapy or these kinds in general.
I mean, you know, I basically answered a job posting. Mm-hmm. And when I saw what was described in the posting and, you know, that training would also be facilitated, I really wanted to learn a new skill and a new, you know, a way of helping people in recovery.
Right.
Like we've said, I've been doing counseling, I've been doing case management, I've been doing consulting, all those things. But this was really my first opportunity to be a practitioner for something that's holistic and new and innovative. And once I saw what it was, and you know what, Erica? Once I experienced it myself,
that's when it shifted. Yeah.
It's just a gift. And, you know, these things are essential. And I think anybody that has the opportunity, listen, even if we can get people into a 10-minute meditation, which, let's face it, for many people in early recovery, it's very, very hard to get quiet.
Right,
Nobody wants to get quiet. Nobody wants to get still. It is amazing what can the positive turnaround that can happen if you can just learn how to get still and get quiet. It sounds easy, but, you know, for those of us in recovery, it's not. It's a skill that needs to be learned, and it's life-changing.
Right, and there's tons of people out there, whether you're in recovery or not, that just can't quiet their mind, that have stress, and you know, they have things, a to-do list, and they have, you know, they're worrying about their kids and their husband and their wives. There's so much going on in our minds that I just want people to understand that you could build the muscle of meditation.
Yeah.
You could build the muscle of learning how to be still, but it does take, and it requires a little bit of practice. And that is why I asked, you know, how you got into this, because you're just another person that is, you know, literally blazing the path for others to really try this yourself, you know, try it yourself, see if it works. Yeah. And from our own experience, then we can also influence others, which is fantastic that that's what you're doing with your time and your life and your energy and all the work that you do. So I really appreciate that. So can you tell everybody, you know, where they could find you if they want to ask you any questions or, you know, get a hold of you professionally?
I think the best thing I can do is give out my email. Is that all right?
Okay. Yeah, please do.
So my email is Sarah with an H at the end. So Sarah dot Taylor.frc@gmail.com. And you know what? If you don't mind, Erica, if they want to reach me, maybe they can talk from your radio show.
Yes, they
you can.
You can
give them my contact information.
We'll have all of that ready for them, no problem. Thank you so much for being on with us today and sharing these alternative therapies with our audience. This is Rewired Radio on Radio MD. I am Erica Spiegelman. Thank you so much for joining us. Stay well.